Namaskar. Today morning, I read a tweet from Sri Samvit Patra. His tweet said, "It must be cause of great heartburn for Congress, communist, and the so-called human rights activist. But this government must be congratulated for walking the talk on Rohingyas." So, that was the statement he made. And what was he talking about? He was talking about that the government of India today dispatched the first batch, as they say, of Rohingyas. They deported them to Myanmar and 7 Rohingyas were deported. So all this congratulations and walking the talk is about 7 Rohingyas being deported. Now the irony is, according to the government report, there are around 1 lakh Rohingyas in India. Illegal Rohingyas in India. Rohingyas are all illegal, but all the same, 1 lakh illegal Rohingyas in India. Out of which they say 50,000 are in Kashmir alone. Now the thing is, what is he congratulating his government for? Or what is he trying to say, that this 1 lakh Rohingyas will now be deported from India in the next 14,250 days or 30 years? Because at 7 per day, it will take 14,250 days or 30 years for this government to clean off Rohingyas from India, or to deport all the Rohingyas from India. That is assuming, of course, Rohingyas don't reproduce, Rohingyas don't get married, they don't have children, so on and so forth. So if everything is as is, 30 years may, Samvit Patra says, my government has walked the talk. Congratulations, my government, you have walked the talk. You will clean India of Rohingyas and you will deport all of them to Myanmar or wherever. Okay, now that's Samvit Patra. Normally, people don't take him seriously. Now, let us talk about a few very interesting points regarding Rohingyas in India. Rohingyas came to India via Assam, and they say that around 50,000 Rohingyas has gone and settled in the state of Jammu and Kashmir. Now, a very alarming thing which the Home Minister has made clear to the nation, and also we have this letter from the Southern Railway where the Mr. P. Sethuraman, who is the ACS prosecution of SIB and HQ, or the Principal Chief Security Commissioner of the Southern Railway, he writes saying that, listen, there is a huge number of Rohingyas travelling to Kerala by train. And he has also given the number of trains. So if there in your screen, TR number 12508, SCL, so on and so forth. So he has given 14 train numbers where he has said there is a huge contingent of Rohingyas travelling to Kerala by train. Now this draws me to another very important statement that the Home Minister made. The Home Minister said, and I quote, that I appeal to all political parties not to make the issue of national security a political issue. I appeal to the political parties not to make the issue of national security a political issue. The presence of Rohingyas is confined not only to the northern states, they have reached South India states including Kerala. Sir, two questions I need to ask you. One question, not to you really. Your first statement said, I appeal to political parties not to make an issue of security, a national security issue, into a political issue. Very correctly said, sir. Sir, what is Samvit Patra doing? Samvit Patra's statement is, it must be the cause of great heartburn for Congress, communist, and because the so-called human rights activists, because the government must be congratulated for the walking the talk. Who is politicizing the issue? Was it being politicized by Congress? Was it being politicized by communists? Or was it being politicized by your own person, sir, Samvit Patra? Or hasn't he heard what you said? Or is it that the right hand in BJP nowadays doesn't know what the left hand is doing? Okay, so let that be as is. The second question, sir, we all were aware, and it was your statement, where you made a statement in 2014 where you said that around 50,000 Rohingyas were settled in Kashmir. Sir, Kashmir was a state that you ruled with your partners PDP at that point in time. Why weren't these Rohingyas thrown out, sir? Number two, Rohingyas came to India via Assam in 2014, according to the statement you made. And if they came to India via Assam, Assam was a state you were ruling, sir, and why didn't you stop them then? So the question is, today, it has become a national issue. It has become a question of national security. And your person says that, you know, you should congratulate the government because managed to deport 7 Rohingyas out of the 1 lakh which your government claims that is there in India. What are we talking about? Long and short of it is human rights, yes. Public sympathy, yes. But Rohingyas, not only eating into our resources, but it is also a security threat. Definitely, a lot of parties, a lot of political parties who spoke about Rohingyas being, you know, part of India or accepting them into Indian culture and Indian society and all that was crap, because Rohingyas cannot be accepted into Indian society because it's a threat, fact. But sir, BJP can't be no different. Because from 2014 to 2018, you, sir, managed to deport 7 out of the 1 lakh Rohingyas in India. So Mr. Samit Patra, as usual, I guess you need to check back with your office as to what exactly is happening in your party and in your government, and then possibly make tweets. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.